Hi, Tristan.
Hi,
Tristan. It's Nadine Medina with Local Splash. How are you? Doing good?
I'm doing good.
Awesome, awesome. Busy, busy, right? Yeah. I just wanted to check in just to see how you were doing. I know when we last spoke, right? It's just not the right timing. There's a lot going on, you know, taking care of your parents. And I know you and I share something in common, right? Your dad's on dialysis and so is my husband, you know? So yeah, so I just wanted to check in just to see how you guys were doing, but I'm glad to hear you're still very busy with work.
Okay.
Awesome. You are
doing
so.
Okay,
yeah, I'm doing good. My husband's in the second phase right now of getting on the transplant list. Because he had to be cancer free for 5 years. So he actually has six years now that he's been on dialysis. Right now he's on peritoneal. Yeah, he was first.
My dad
he used to do chemo.
He's been on it for a while, man.
Yeah, your dad too.
How long it takes to get a kidney?
Well, you know what? In California, I'm gonna be honest with you, it takes about 6 to 8 years. Other states, I know someone who was in. Well, listen, I have a friend who her brother-in-law was in Los Angeles, and he was on the transplant list literally 6 years. He moved to Arizona, and he got a kidney within a year.
Wow.
So it depends, right? I know here in California, I guess kidneys are on demand, you know? But, you know, God willing, you know? Is your dad doing hemo?
No, he was doing hemo for a while through the chest, but no, he's doing peritoneal now. He does it in his stomach. He does it at home.
That's what my husband does. And honestly,
yeah, the hemo was rough, man, because the only place that would accept him in the coverage that he had was in Ada, and it's about an hour from home.
Oh,
so,
my God.
Yeah, he had to do it 3 times a week.
Yeah.
So I had to make it. So it wasn't for my uncle. He probably still wouldn't be alive. My uncle helped out a lot because with me working and not being able to break away as much as I'd like to, it was a lot.
And honestly, Tristan, by them being on the peritoneal, it's less invasive on the rest of their organs. When they do hemodialysis, it's a lot harder on their organs, their heart, you know what I mean? So
I could just imagine. I could just imagine. Sometimes we talk, and I could just see it in his face. He's so tired.
He's tired,
it takes a lot.
My husband, too. My husband tells me all that. My husband's less tired doing it this way. I mean, he's still tired, right? But he tells me, Nadine, every time I get on that machine, I'm fighting. I'm fighting to get on that machine. You have no idea what it takes. Yeah. Every night, 10 hours.
Yeah.
Well, what's your dad's name? I'm going to keep him in my prayers.
His name is Francisco.
Francisco? Okay.
Yeah, Francisco Gutierrez,
I'm going to keep praying for him. He's going to pull through. You are so welcome, Tristan. Listen, I'm going to let you get back to work, okay? But I wish you all the best.
Thank you so much for reaching out like that. That means a lot.
You're very welcome. I was just literally, I was like, you know what? I'm going to call him. See how he's doing. But glad to hear you're doing good. All right. Well, listen, you have a blessed evening, okay? Take care. Bye.
Bye-bye.